didn't come this far to only come this far. I hear some people saying things like, when I make it, when I get to the top. I'll keep working hard until I get to the top, until I reach my goal. Let me tell you something. There's no end. Winners never stop. If you reach your goal, set a bigger goal. If you get to the top of the mountain, find a bigger mountain. It's the journey, the continued pursuit of growth, the constant seeking of improvement, the challenge. That's what makes life great. That's what makes a fulfilled life. I didn't come this far to only come this far. When I get this goal, I'll seek more. Not more things, more growth. Constantly pushing myself to be better. I didn't come this far to only come this far. I came this far so I could be strong enough to go further. So I'll be good enough to push myself hard. I'm only getting started. This is just the beginning. I'm proud of my achievements, but that doesn't mean I'll settle for them. Proud, but never satisfied. Proud, but forever home. Proud and always ready. Proud, but pushing. Pushing for more. Pushing for great. A true winner doesn't seek only the title. A true winner seeks growth. A true winner seeks greatness. It's the journey. It's the challenge. Don't tell me it's over. I'm just getting warmed up. If the journey wasn't challenging, the destination wouldn't be rewarding. It's the challenge that makes the greatness. You can't have a champion athlete without great competitors pushing them all the way. You can't have the greatest of all time without champions pushing them all the way. It's the journey, the process that makes the greatness. If you reach your goal, set a bigger goal. If you get to the top of the mountain, find a bigger mountain. If you want to be the best, you must outwork the rest. It goes without saying, the greatest work harder than the rest. They train harder, they learn more. They put themselves through more pain, more failures, more no's, more rejections. If your opponent does 10, you do 11. If they do 11, you do 12. If they do 12, you do 13, 14, 15. Sure, some of the greatest have talent, but none of that talent would ever be realized as greatness if they didn't put in the work. On the other side, think of all those with little talent that have created magic with effort. Effort will get you whatever you want in life. Fighting spirit, that's what I'm talking about. That heart that you know is inside you, you just gotta let it out. To keep going when life has you on the canvas, when everything seems to be conspiring to stop you, to hold you back, but you say no, you say not today. The strength to fight back, the heart to fight through challenges, and the determination to smash through unexpected obstacles. If you want more than most, you must work harder than most, work smarter than most, learn more than most, get up one more time, more than most.
Growth, you must first go through resistance, go through pain. You have to go through hell to get the results. go through hell to get to your heaven. I cannot grow without pain. I will not grow without pain. Pain is my friend. Pain is my gift from the gods of growth. Pain is my employee. I order him to give me more. He isn't working hard enough. He must give me more in order for me to grow. All of my greatest teachers came through my greatest pain. My greatest growth came after my greatest pain in the gym and in life. Without pain, there is no next level. Without hell, there is no heaven. Go through the darkness to get to your light. Pain is my friend. Pain pushes me to greatness. I invite pain to attempt to defeat me, but defeat me it won't, because my heart is greater than any pain. My heart is greater than any pain. My heart is stronger than any pain. My heart is greater than any pain. My heart is stronger than any pain. Pain changes people. Pain forces change. If you're tired of the pain, push through it. If you're sick of the pain, push harder. Push for longer. Push through the pain. Without pain, there is no next level. Without hell, there is no heaven. Go through the darkness to get to your light. Use the pain as fuel. Fuel that will take you wherever you need to go. Use the pain as motivation. Motivation to be better. Motivation to get stronger. Motivation to never be reduced by the pain ever again. The pain I feel today will be the strength I need tomorrow. I've never known a strong person with an easy pass. Strong people are strong because they've been through the pain, because they kept going, they kept fighting, and they did not allow the pain to defeat them. That is mental strength. That is character. In life, you get to choose. Will the pain stop you or will it grow you? You cannot grow without pain.
I already know what giving up feels like. I want to see what happens if I don't. All our dreams can come true if we have the courage to pursue them. Limitations? There are no such thing as limitations. The only thing holding you back is yourself. Your own views of what is and what is not possible. Your own standards of the greatness you want to achieve. Your desire to sacrifice more than your competition. Your belief in yourself.
It might be hard, but it is much harder living a life less than your expectations.
Do you think you have what it takes to achieve greatness? Do you have what it takes to push yourself to another level? To push yourself to your peak every single day? You do. I know it. You know it. The world knows it. You just have to decide. Decide to be better. Decide to have greater standards in all areas of your life. Get up early. Stay up later. You did not wake up this morning to be mediocre.
Believe in yourself. Show your true courage. Show your true heart. You can do this.
Get it done. There are no more excuses. Excuses don't live here no more. Excuses aren't invited to this party. Excuses are a virus. Get them out of your life.
If you believe anything is possible, guess what? Anything is possible. Mark this day in your diary, because today is the day everything changed. Today you put everyone else on notice. Today you said, I will no longer accept mediocrity. I will no longer accept a life that is less than I deserve. I will no longer accept anything less than the greatness that is within me. Today, I will make better decisions. Today, I will push myself. Today is my day. You better believe it.
Responsibility is where you live. Responsibility, accountability, and pure hard work. There is nothing more satisfying than making it on your own terms. You are self-made. Everything you are has come to you from your actions. Now take bigger actions, epic action. Push yourself beyond previous limitations. Be fearless. The world is your playground, and you only get one shot. Make it count.
Are you gonna live this day as if it is your last? Your last shot to make something of yourself. Give your all, show your heart, show your drive. Push yourself to the absolute limit. You will succeed.
Set your goals, your craziest ever goals, the greatest dreams you have for your life. If you believe it's possible, you can achieve the impossible. Believe in yourself, you can do it. No limits, no boundaries, no doubts.
Respect is not given, it is earned. I don't need an alarm clock. My goals wake me. My desire wakes me. My purpose wakes me. I don't need haters to fuel my fire. My purpose is my fire. I don't need other opinions. I have my own opinion. I have my own heart. I have my own dream.
Cowards never start. Weak never finish. Strong never quit. Make it happen.
This is my escape. This is my anchor. The place I go every day to be alone with my thoughts, to push myself, to prove to myself I can go beyond the pain, beyond any limits I thought existed. Not everyone gets it. That's okay. I don't get them either. This is my time where I leave the world behind. Headphones on, world off. Sweat, pain, out of breath. I'd rather die than leave with anything left. There won't be anything left, nothing in my tank, not an ounce of effort. I give my all every time. That's who I am. That's all I know. That's how I grow. I've never known anything less than 100%. Maybe that's why I'm not in the 99%. The 99% who settle, who never push, never reach for what they want in life, never go the extra mile. Those who make excuses but never take action. Those who quit when it's hard. So they will always find it hard. They'll always find life hard because they always choose easy. I'm just glad that's not me. I decide who I'm going to be. It starts and ends with me. It starts here every day. That's why I go through hell, to prepare myself for the world, to callous my hands and callous my mind so I'm not the average kind. It starts here, here where I'm willing to die. I'll die before giving up. I'll die before giving in. It starts now, and it never stops. That's just who I am. And I'm not changing for anyone.
You can't soar like an eagle when you surround yourself with turkeys. Isn't that the truth? But in order to soar like an eagle, you also must release yourself from anything that is weighing you down. You can't soar like an eagle if you're unhealthy. I don't see any obese eagles dominating the sky. Your health is probably the most important part of your life. Certainly one of the most important factors in living a great life. See, having energy for life starts in your physical body. It's much easier to get your mind right when your body is right. Build a strong body and your mind will follow. You can't soar like an eagle with the mindset of a turkey. If you don't believe you can fly, you will never fly. If you don't believe you are capable of soaring to the top of your own mountain peak in life, you will never try and therefore never succeed. If your mind is full of negativity, you will never see the positive. If your mind is full of limitations, it is closed off to opportunities and possibilities that might be right in front of your face. So in order for you to soar like that eagle, you need to get your blinkers on. You must focus. The eagle can focus and lock in on its prey from miles away. You must focus on your goal and lock it in from wherever you are. Eliminate the idea of defeat. Lock in your goal. Determine what it's going to take to get there and take off. Just go. Go get that goal. Don't stop until you have it in your grasp. Next, you must fill your mind and body with only things that will take you closer to your goals. If you're surrounded by turkeys, it's time to limit that interaction and get around the dream chasers, those that want to soar, those that want to lead, those that are prepared to face the storm and thrive despite the storm. If you have weights tied to your legs, if you have things that are weighing you down in life and preventing you from taking off, it's now time to release those shackles. Set yourself free so you can fly. It might not be easy to get those shackles off. It might be painful. It might leave a scar, but you must do what is best for you. You cannot be in prison for your entire life. You were born to fly, to dominate, to make your own decisions, to walk your own path, to do it on your watch.
You were born to be in control of your life. You were born to dominate. You must follow your own path.
Success in life, success in any area, it really comes down to only one factor, heart. You can call it perseverance. You can call it determination. Call it courage. Call it whatever you want. It's heart. It's heart. Because being a human guarantees you a few things. You will fail. You will suffer setbacks. You will have doubters. You will feel like you want to quit. You will go through things you would not wish on your worst enemies. And in those dark moments, only those with heart will push on. When you're beaten down by life, will you have the heart to get up, to fight back, to go on one more round? When talking about long-term results, when talking over a lifetime, there's no such thing as luck. If you win or lose, it's heart. If you keep going or give up, it comes down to heart. They may have more talent than you. They may have more opportunities than you. They may have more money than you. But in the end, heart wins. Every damn time. Every time. How big is your heart? They say it's not the size of the dog in the fight, but the size of the fight in the dog. They say it's not the size of the man,
but the size of his heart that counts. It doesn't matter what they said you can or can't do. Can they see your heart? No! Only you know how big your heart is. So only you know what you are capable of. When you're beaten down, remind yourself, they don't know me. They don't know my heart, but they're about to get that surprise. Inside of me lives the heart of a warrior. A warrior will stop at nothing to win. They may have won a battle, but they will never win the war, because warriors win. I will win. Maybe not immediately, but absolutely and definitely. In the end, I always win, because I never give up, because I never quit, not in full or in part. And you cannot kill one with that heart. Only you know your courage. Only you know your heart. Get out there and show the world how big your heart is.
Challenges will come, and challenges will go. Challenges come to strengthen you. Problems are sent as gifts, gifts to strengthen your character. You have to outlast your problems. You have to outlast your bills. You have to outlast the negativity and the times that you just want to give up. If life were a race, then most people would quit the very first time they fall over. Most people trip on a pebble and give up. You're going to give up because of a pebble? Get up. Get up. I will never give up. You could throw a boulder in front of me. I'll climb over it. I'll go around it. I'll go through it. I could be buried by an avalanche, but I will rise again. I could be buried alive. I will never give up. When life buries you with your bills, buries you with your relationship problems, whatever it is, I need you to dig deep and find your way out. I need you to remember your purpose, remember who you love, remember what you're doing it all for. I need you to remember you are good enough. Remember that you were born a miracle and you only have one shot at this life, one shot to give your all, one short life, one short chance to show the world how strong you are. To show everyone that you will not be defeated by life. You will fight back. You will outlast. Listen here. To be the winner of your life, you don't have to be a record breaker. You don't even have to finish first. You just have to outlast your problem. You must outlast your problems if you want to see how amazing life can be. You must! You just have to defeat your challenges. Life is not a sprint. Success in life is not a sprint. It's a series of marathons. If you want a great life, if you want success, if you want happiness, you just have to outlast your challenges.
The winner is not always the first past the post.
Sometimes the winner is the one who inspires others to never give up. Sometimes the winner is the one who endures the pain and then comes out the other side to tell a story. The story of perseverance. Perseverance that led to success.
You must keep going. You must! Your challenges are chasing you, but they will give up if you don't. Your problems will give up if you don't. Your sadness will give up if you continue to believe in happiness. Your
success will come. A life greater than anything you've ever imagined is waiting for you. Just keep pushing. Just keep pushing forward.